America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we are on to Baltimore, my friend. We are getting ready for Sunday. We are getting ready for the Ravens. It's a 1 o'clock kick. It's the A-team on CBS, Nance and Romo. And there's a hype video making the rounds that's pretty awesome on social media. But just file another one away. We are in week 6 hype video mode. Somebody put together one of these, like, set to music, dramatic, player beating up with sweat, slow motion, you know, 5K camera shot hype videos for Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Derrick Henry, Brian Robinson, the Ravens who can thump, the Commanders who want to bop you. Like, it's going to be the game that everybody is paying attention to around the country.
Yeah, it's marquee, and we're not used to that, right? Usually, people are paying attention here in Washington from outside because of the latest scandal, the latest kerfuffle, and you're tuning in, you go, a live train wreck at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tune in, and you're going to see, oh, my God, what is this going to be? What's the latest scandal? What's the latest whatever? It is such a far departure from that to not only just be okay, right, to just be normal. Teams win or lose every week in this league. And that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about someone, a team that's, like, legitimately good, and we're going to find out how good to a degree this weekend,
right? I believe in the idea of the measuring stick element of this game. I saw Dan Quinn was asked, is this a measuring stick game today? And he basically said, we don't really talk in those terms. We know they're good. We think we're pretty good. But he didn't want to call it a measuring stick game. I do think this is that. I think this is are we ready for the bright lights? Are we ready for big boy football with everybody watching against a team that has a chance to go compete for a conference title in Baltimore? But I also, at the same time, think this is a win-win for Washington, to be completely honest. Barring a blowout loss, barring a terrible Jaden Daniels performance, and there's no reason to believe, based on anything we've seen, and I don't even just mean this season, Danny, but camp, really since the moment he was drafted, that that's coming this weekend. I don't think anything can happen that would make me feel down on this operation early next week. That's why I kind of feel like it's a win-win. I don't know if you guys agree with me on this. Maybe we can open up the phones early at 800-636-1067. I think if the Commanders win, we're talking about Daniels as an MVP candidate, Washington as a legitimate contender for the Super Bowl. You know, and all of this stuff can change, but just through 6 weeks, that's the conversation. Whereas, if they lose, it's kind of a so what spot for me. Like, oh, okay, so they didn't beat the Ravens in Baltimore, so they didn't win a fifth straight game. Now they're only 4-2 in leading the NFC East. Assuming they compete and they're in the game for most of four quarters, I don't really see a path to me feeling like this is revealing that they're not that good. So that's why I'm viewing it as almost a win-win. If they win, there's so much to be gained. If they lose, they're supposed to, and so what?
Yeah, I'll even go further than that. Now, maybe the emotions on Sunday will have me feeling slightly different. But if they get blown out, Baltimore's, I think it's 21-1 with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson playing against the NFC. 21-1. A lot of those wins are ridiculous, are woodshed wins, right? Now, I think a lot of that is teams don't see them near as often, and it's harder to prepare.
Say, that's a weird stat. I wonder, to me, why do you think that is? I don't view that as
multiple reasons. One, revealing. They're good, generally. Two, so they win a lot of games, maybe not 97% of their games.
Their winning percentage over that time would probably be, and I'm just making this up, but like 14-8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So
why are they so much better against the NFC?
And I think they play differently than everybody else, or they have in a lot of ways, right? So, you know, maybe NFC teams don't see them, but once every couple of years, something like that, more difficult to prepare for. I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff at the wall. But you do something 21-1. That's a trend that's worth monitoring, right, coming into this weekend. So I think a part of that, I'm going, if they get blown out, I'm not even going to say same old, same old. I'm not going to say, okay, it wasn't even as good as we thought, because it is. It is as good as we think. This could be their lay the egg game. Everybody has one, all except for Kansas City and Minnesota. But every team that we think of is good. Like, Houston is legit. They lost by 27 to Minnesota. They got destroyed in their big game against a good team. Right, everybody's got nobody in the league right now is so dominant that 1 week is going to be a referendum. At least for me, from my perspective.
Well, here's where I'm going to disagree with that. I think you get that kind of loss if you're the Texans, and we dismiss it as it happens. It was a dud. It was your lay the egg game. Whereas if you're Washington and you're playing up a weight class, which is what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
the thought is not, oh, they had a bad night. The thought is they don't really belong just yet.
Which I think is probably true, because there's no track record here.
Exactly.
But I guess for me, winning this game is validating. And what I mean by that is it's less measuring stick, because fluky crap happens each week. I mean, look at Arizona beating San Francisco this past weekend after not looking like they belonged in the NFL the week before against Washington. This is more of a, okay, you put in these unbelievable efforts the last 3 weeks, right? It's going well. How much of it is, okay, this is real and not just the nice 3 weeks? How much of this is, no, these guys are for real. These guys are good. And it's not just they caught Cleveland at the exact right time. Arizona was trying to prove something by keeping Kyler Murray in the pocket. And Cincinnati, if they make a field goal, probably beat you in overtime the way they could have done this past week to Baltimore. It changes the narrative a little bit. But if you win, it's going, yeah, this avalanche going downhill, this boulder is real. Right? This is a group that absolutely belongs. So in that sense, it is a measuring stick.
But I think it makes them dangerous that they can gain a lot and can't really lose much.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nothing to lose spot, essentially,
for me, yeah.
Washington. It is a free and easy, let's go see what happens, where you are the biggest underdog you've been all season,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on odds going into a game. The national expectation is Baltimore is going to beat you. I don't quite think the same way I did about the Bengals game going in, for the record, but if you remember when they played Cincinnati, my thought was, the Bengals are not as good as everybody thinks. I didn't think they'd be 1-4 right now. But similarly with the Ravens are still being talked about as if they are an AFC championship type team, and they have not really looked like that at any point. They've had a couple of good games, some halves here or there that were interesting or good, but Danny, they could easily be 2-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't view this as a game that Washington can't win. I don't view this as a game where they're going to get bullied. I don't think the line should be as big as it is. I think it should probably be 4.5 or 5 points, not 6.5 or 7, in my opinion. But I guess we'll find out on Sunday if they can stand toe-to-toe and exchange blows with Baltimore. I think both teams are going to have success when they've got the football and score points. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Someone in the 30s is going to win. Someone in the upper 20s is going to lose. That's kind of the script I'm looking at. But I think what excites me is they have put so much hay already in the barn. I'll use my Eddie Jordan reference. They mm-hmm. have harvested so many nuts that at 4-1 with 4 in a row, it's all gravy. As long as you show up and acquit yourself like you belong, win or lose, you're 4-2 coming back here. I think the Panthers shortly thereafter, and it's back on. And at that point, now that's the measuring stick game to me, to make sure you don't play down to an opponent. That's when we find out for sure that it's different and you're going to handle the teams you're supposed to handle, because that's what's going to separate the 8 wins and the 11 or so wins at the end of this year, is are you going to pummel teams like Carolina when you play?
Can you take advantage of Carolina, Chicago, and at New York, right, after this week?
You should win 2 of those 3 games, and one of them's got to be Carolina at home to me. Like if you split with the Giants and the Bears have a great defense. Giants are a division foe. You know it'll be close. And they've actually played pretty well, starting with the game against Washington where they almost beat them here.
They've been competitive.
So I don't need you to win all 3 of those. I think that's probably unrealistic. But if you win 2 of those 3, at that point you're 2-2 in your next 4, and you've gotten to 6-2 through 8. It's on like Donkey Kong.
Yep.
So I need them to look presentable in front of the public that is showing up to watch us.
Yeah, do you belong in this game?
I got friends coming over to the house. Kids, I need you to put on a nice outfit and let's pretend that we're not crazy for a couple of hours.
But nobody picked their nose in front of other people for like 45 minutes, at least the first 45, while everyone's here and we're all socializing.
But you agree with my premise then, and I want to hit the phones on this in a second. 800-636-1067, because it sounds kind of like loser talk in advance. It sounds like I'm preparing to lose and justifying it, and I promise it's not really that. I just don't view this, even if they lose, as a big problem. I think if they win, it's amazing, kind of house money game. And by the way, this is a bigger picture point that people won't like. I already kind of view this as a house money season.
That's right. I literally put my finger up to be like, Grant, I'm going to say something, and that's what I was going to say. That's it, what you just said. This like, they're so much better right now than I thought they would be. Like, I thought we were going to go, maybe we eke out that 7th win because Jaden Daniels has a Griffin against Minnesota Vikings scramble against somebody, and it's, blood, sweat, and, getting moisture from a stone to get to 7. They're so much better. They've already turned in better homework and shown mastery of the subject. Like they're taking a 500 level course, and I'm sitting here going, well, we're in elementary school.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.